Okay, good morning. I want to say over a medrash that we shared last night in Shul between Mincha Marv as perhaps what might be the most surprising reason as to why Korach decided to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. So the opening pasuk in the parsha, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kas ben Levi b'dasan Aviram b'nei Eliyav ben Peles b'nei Reuven. So the name of Korach is Korach ben Yitzhar. Okay, good. Keep that in mind, because here comes the Medrash. Medrash Rabbah, Yud Ches, Siman Tazayin. Lama chalak Korach al Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the reason why Korach decided to start up with the undisputed leader of the Klal Yisrael? So he said the following. Amar ani beno shel shemen. I am the son of, literally, oil. Why? Because his name is Korach ben Yitzhar. And ben Yitzhar, Yitzhar means oil, right? Shnemar the pasuk b'tirosh chav yitzarecha, your tirosh, your wine, and your yitzar is the shemen. Okay, so since I am the son of oil, that's my name. Therefore, I might as well start up. What? So continues the medrash. Chichol mashkim shetitein es hashemen hu nimsa elyon. And whenever you add oil to another water, to another substance, I should say, the oil rises to the top. So too, just like the oil always rises to the top, the shemen always rises up to the top. Therefore, I also rise to the top, and there also I should be the leader. I should be the most important person in the Klal Yisrael. So what a wild concept! And what if Korach's name had not been Ben Yitzhar, would have been Ben Mayim? Then I'm the son of water. Then he would not have started up. But no, since my name happens to be the son of Yitzhar, therefore I feel entitled to. And I should start up with Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't make any sense. And Derek Alga, we pointed out, what does it mean when you talk about someone, you give the title of a Ben Torah, or Ben Olam Haba, right? So we quoted from the Piazetz in the Rebbe. The Rebbe writes, at the end of Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim, which we have the Zechus to go through, to learn in the Shul, he discusses the concept where the Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael are Bnei Nevi'im. What does that mean? I'm a child of a Navi? My father is Mr. Navi, my mommy is Mrs. Navi, Nevi'ah, and I'm a Ben Navi? I'm a Ben Torah, my parents' name is Torah? What does it mean when we say someone's a Ben? So says the Piazetz in the Rebbe, the Yisod is, and we use the appellation of a Ben Torah, a Ben Olam Haba, it means that's what the essence of this person is. A Ben Torah is someone, doesn't mean they're a Lamdan per se, doesn't mean they're a Talmud Chacha, it means but they're a Ben Torah, they're connected to the Torah. The Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, they're connected to that. A Ben Olam Haba is a person who has a Shaychus, the essence of who that person is connected to Olam Haba. And Moshe Weinberger once was speaking about how what it means, B'nai Nevi'im, that the Klal Yisrael, we have an inherent Nevuah to us. We understand who our Gedolim are. We flock to them. We learn from them. We said over that, I think in the 1980s, the New York Times was doing an interview with Harav Hagoyin Ramosha Feinstein, that's all. So only a secular newspaper could have asked the following question. They said, Ramosha, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, please explain, how did you become the Gadol Hador? Right? What a question. How did you become the Gadol Hador? So Ramosha's humility says, well, people ask me a question. They like the answer. And so more questions started coming in. That was more or less what Ramosha answered this reporter. But explain, Ramosha Weinberger, that's the idea that Klal Yisrael, we know who our Gedolim are. We have this Nevuah. We flock to them. We're attracted to them. We have that. The essence of the Klal Yisrael, of the Yiddish and Neshama, is Shaykh to this level of Nevuah. Okay, so let's go back to our story over here. So Korach ben Yitzhar is the son of Shemen. He says, the essence of who I am is Shemen. So he says this, V'lo od, continues the Medrash, El Shekazot Elishne b'nei Yitzhar, V'chi yesh l'shemen bonim. Does oil really have sons? Ela no, this is pshat. Ze Aaron v'David. The children of oil are Aaron and David. Shenimshchu b'shemen hamishcha Aaron nato kahuna v'David malchus. So, meaning it's like this. David, again, who wasn't even born yet, but Korach knew about him, and Aaron, who was, that they were anointed with oil. And what happens when the shemen is attached to a person, is put on them externally? So then, look, Aaron gets the kahuna, David gets malchus, so it must be a kavachomer, says Korach. Must be a kavachomer, that if they're getting something that's externally attached to them, and they're becoming great, so me, who I have it within me, how much more so?
Omer Korach Uma Elish Nimshachu B'Shemen Hamishcha Bilvad Not Lachuna Malchus Ani Shani B'no Shal Shemen Ein Nimshach V'Nase Kohen U'Melech. Right? I don't need it externally because, you know, it's easy b'denafshi. I have it inside of me already, this milah of Shemen. Right? So Miyad Nechlek Al Moshe. So immediately Korach came and was arguing and contesting the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you make out of a medrash like this? What a pella. Because Korach's name was the son of Shemen. So I think it could be like this. I think Rabbi Tzvi Ram gave this hesber as well. The idea might be Korach's mistake was that he felt that it's all about yichus. And look who my yichus is. When you have yichus like this, so that means I'm entitled. I'm entitled to a position of leadership. The original Rebbe says that yichus is like an umbrella. An umbrella only works if you're standing underneath it, right? If you're not underneath the umbrella, if you're not underneath the yichus, if you're not following that path, then the yichus is nothing. They make a joke, like everybody's, you know, everyone's descended from a Rebbe on one side and from a Ganav on the other, right? You know, everyone's got a yichus. We're all B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But Korach thought that was a mile unto itself. And when he discounted, didn't take into accounting was the personal midos and the avoda that Aaron and David did, they worked upon themselves. They earned that right. They earned that right of leadership. And I think that's an important message, that again, on the one hand, there is something to be said for coming from, you know, rabbinic families and the yichus that entails as well, but that should not be underestimated, one's personal avoidance, how hard they work on it. And when Aaron and David, you know, so to speak, earned it, and they had the Shemen applied from them outside, at the end of the day, that's what wins the day. So it's important that the yichus, but that was the fundamental flaw within Korach. The Korach felt that because he was entitled to it, it was coming to him. At the end of the day, the Chumash teaches is not like that. It's up to how badly a person wants it. Ein hadavar omen if they haratzon. There's nothing that stands between a person's will and the ability to accomplish their dreams, their desires, their goals, their aspirations. Okay, shkoyach, wishing everybody a wonderful week.